You were talking about the accumulation of equity in a property. Is that always something that happens progressively over time, or can you get equity almost instantly? I mean, are there ways in which the equity in a property can grow very rapidly?
Yes, there's a couple of ways. And let me tag this on to what we were talking about earlier. I talked about inflation alone. But one way you can get equity in a reasonably short period of time is buying in an area that is poised for appreciation. And there's people use these terms to mean the same thing. They are not. Inflation is an increase in price simply due to the increased cost that we see throughout society over time. As anybody who has followed movie price tickets and popcorn at the movies knows that prices tend to rise over time. Appreciation is for property when that property experiences heavy demand, like a neighborhood of the city that becomes the in place to live, where people become wealthy and they all decide they need a second home at the beach. So beach properties just shoot up in value. Inflation may be going at 3%, but beach properties are increasing in price by 20%. So finding a neighborhood that's going to be turning around, finding a neighborhood that's going to be the new yuppie mecca of the future, finding a retirement area that's going to be the next popular Aspen, those are some ways. But another popular way is that in real estate, because people don't stay in touch with property prices the way they do with stock market prices, that persons sometimes will sell below their current market value. So you might buy a property that's has a market value of 100 for 80,000. You cannot do that in any other actively traded market, such as stocks or bonds. There's a market price today, and that's what you'll pay. You can't go to someone and say, aha, I hear you're getting a divorce. I will give you, I know IBM shares are selling at 60, but I'm going to give you 40 because I know you need money fast. They'll laugh at you. All I need to do to get my money fast is call my stockbroker. But with property, it could take 60 days, 80 days, 90 days for that person. They may not know what the market value is. They may be know what it is, but may be forced to sell quickly. Quite often, people who are in financial distress do not think clearly. They think everything's going to work out. The pot of gold's going to appear at the end of the rainbow, and they wait until they get into desperate situation and then must sell quickly to someone who has the ready cash and the know-how to get the deal done in a hurry. So you can buy. But another way that I really like to buy below, or what I say is to pay less than a property is worth, is when I'm using my entrepreneurial vision to see, okay, what does zoning really permit me to do with that property? Or can I get the zoning changed to higher and better use? I look at the floor plan of the property and say, you know, if we move this wall, if we made this pass through from the kitchen to the living area or the rec room, we could really enhance the appeal.
You touched something else there, though, that comes to mind in comparing real estate investment with other kinds of investment.